Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowanna Ironman head football coach Matt Hagabush. And coach, believe it or not, we begin the season Friday night against Vianne. But before we talk about Vianne, coach, how practices have been, and we've had one scrimmage against Verdigris. So overall, team-wise, how's things been going?
Things are going well right now. We probably more importantly than anything, we're healthy, you know, going into this season opener. But we have seen some guys, continue to improve and step up like we expected them to. But one of the best things about coaching year to year is you always see, you know, two or three guys step up, you know, that are ready to fill a role, whether it be because of graduation or they've just, you know, put themselves in a position to step up. And it's been fun to see this group, you know, come along since spring football and over the summer. And then now finally to get the season started with practice and then, of course, our first scrimmage last week.
Coach, something we haven't seen in 4 years is a new quarterback, and Cody Smith has been selected in that role. And how has he been progressing on that position?
Well, he wasn't just selected. I mean, he's earned that spot. He's worked really hard. The kids look to him and know that he's a capable playmaker. His decision making has been really good, and he brings some athleticism, to the position. He's going to be able to run the football a little bit. He throws it well, but more than anything, you know, it's been, like I said, his decision making has been really good. He doesn't force things, and you know, he's going to help us take care of the football, and it makes it easier for him in that transition when the guys up front, offensive line wise, Jacob Barnes, Lucas Owen, Petey's a tight end for us now, but Tim Callahan, Jeremy Hughes, and Jackson Straw, those guys up front have really done a good job of settling in, and they're going to take care of him. And then it's always nice when you've got guys like, you know, Terrell Collins you can hand it to. We can get the ball to Wyatt Sanders, who's a big play threat from anywhere on the field. So we've got some weapons. We've got some guys in front of him to, help ease some of the pressure that will be on Cody, and we look forward to seeing him lead this football team.
Running attack, you got a couple of guys that are coming back this year, Terrell Collins and Wyatt Sanders coming back. How important are they, especially when you head to the 2015 season?
Well, Wyatt Sanders, I guess you could say he kind of burst onto the scene, you know, probably week 7 was the first really big game that he had when we went down to Vianne last year, and he never slowed down. You know, he made big, big plays for us from then on. You know, big plays in the state championship game, in the semifinals. You know, he has our first touchdown. But he's got the kind of abilities that, you know, all he needs is a little crease. And if he can find it, then he can score from anywhere. So, you know, he definitely is someone that will be, you know, on every team's radar. And then Terrell, he's just a big physical presence. I mean, he's 6 foot, 190 pounds, runs really well, worked his tail off in the weight room this summer. And he's a guy that has the ability to take it, you know, long distance if he needs to. But he's that kind of running back that maybe early on those gains are 4 and 5. But, you know, by the time that third quarter rolls around, suddenly those are 8, 9 yards. And then by the fourth quarter, people don't want to tackle him quite as much. So we will rely on him. He'll get a lot of touches. We'll make sure that, you know, Wyatt gets a lot of touches. And then you add to that, you know, Petey's playing tight end for us now. Zen Callahan's out, and his skill set and his body type really present some matchup problems. Cody's a capable runner, can score from a lot of places. And then we're pretty pleased with our receiving core that we've got with, Archie Agnew and Ethan Foster. And, we've got some young guys that are starting to step up a little bit too. Xavier Mathis has really done some good things for us on both sides of the ball in practice, played well at the scrimmage. So we like our guys. We really like the group that we've got this year.
Talk about our first opponent, the Vianne Wolverines. We're very familiar about this group. We played them twice last year. And how important will this game be for the first game of the year?
Well, it's, we've been telling our kids all along that Vianne has definitely had this game circled. I know we would have, you know, if the circumstances would have been flipped. But it's interesting because, you know, both teams graduated some key pieces, so they definitely have some questions that they're trying to get answered, some positions that they're filling. We both return, you know, more guys defensively. So, you know, this is going to be a game that comes down to possessions. It's going to come down to turnovers and penalties. And especially with it being a zero-week game, it might be a little rougher, you know, than what a normal first game would be, because we don't have that second scrimmage to, you know, work out some other kinks. So, you know, we're going to do our best to eliminate the pre-snap penalty and things like that. But, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, what every week does, you know, who blocks the best, who tackles the best, and who can eliminate turnovers, because possessions are going to be a premium this year, that's for sure.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot, and good luck to you against Vianne.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks, Adam.